Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keezer. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Monday, July 23rd, 2018. Welcome to day 550. The Justice Department released a previously classified application to wiretap Carter Page, which shows that the FBI believes Page has been the subject of targeted recruitment by the Russian government to undermine and influence the outcome of the 2016 U.S. presidential election. According to the October 2016 Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act application, the FBI believed the Russian government's efforts are being coordinated with Page and perhaps other individuals associated with the Trump campaign to establish relationships with Russian government officials, including Russian intelligence officers. The application says that Page has been collaborating and conspiring with the Russian government. Trump, meanwhile, providing no evidence, claimed that the released documents proved the Justice Department and FBI misled the courts as a pretext to spy on the Trump team. Trump, dismissing the claims in the FISA application, charged that it shows his campaign was illegally being spied upon, surveillance, for the political gain of crooked Hillary Clinton and the DNC. Trump also tweeted that Russia's interference in the 2016 election was all a big hoax, again reversing his position on whether he believes the U.S. intelligence community's conclusion that Russia interfered in the 2016 election. Instead, Trump deflected and placed blame on Obama, asking, quote, "Why didn't he do something about it? Why didn't he tell our campaign?" end quote. Answering his own questions, Trump posited that it was because Obama thought crooked Hillary was going to win. Trump also renewed his call to end the Robert Mueller investigation, claiming on Twitter that it's totally conflicted and discredited. Trump cited the release of the FISA application to wiretap Carter Page, who was under suspicion by the FBI of being a Russian agent, as evidence that the investigation is both, quote, a fraud and a hoax, end quote. Carter Page, meanwhile, acknowledged working as an informal advisor to the staff of the Kremlin in a 2013 letter. On Sunday, Page said, "There may have been a loose conversation with Russian officials," but dismissed allegations that he was a Russian agent as spin, a ridiculous smear campaign, and literally a complete joke. Meanwhile, a federal judge granted immunity to five witnesses expected to testify in the Paul Manafort trial. Judge T.S. Ellis approved Robert Mueller's request and ordered that the names of the five prospective witnesses be made public, as well as the names of all 30 prospective witnesses for the trial. The trial was delayed until July 31st. Russia's foreign minister, meanwhile, told Mike Pompeo that the charges against Maria Butina were fabricated and she should be released. Butina was charged in federal court last week of acting as a Russian agent for the purpose of advancing the interests of the Russian Federation. Butina told the Senate Intelligence Committee in April that she received financial support from Konstantin Nikolaev, a Russian billionaire with deep ties to the Russian presidential administration. While Nikolaev has never met Trump, his son, who is studying in the U.S., volunteered for Trump's 2016 campaign and was spotted at the Trump International Hotel in Washington during the inauguration. And finally, in an all-caps tweet, Trump threatened Iran with, quote, "consequences the likes of which few throughout history have ever suffered," end quote. The tweet was in response to a speech by President Hassan Rouhani, who warned the U.S. that any conflict with Iran would result in the mother of all wars. Trump responded, informing Rouhani to, quote, "never ever threaten the United States again," and to, quote, "be cautious," end quote. And in the polls, the Washington Post says 50% of Americans disapprove of Trump's handling of his meeting with Putin, while 33% approve. NBC News says 52% of voters disapprove of Trump, while 45% approve. Among Republican voters, 88% approve of Trump, the highest during his presidency. And ABC News says 56% of voters disapprove of Trump's doubting the U.S. intelligence community's conclusions that Russia tried to influence the 2016 election, while 29% approve. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. 1. Trump suggested that Michael Cohen could face consequences for recording a discussion they had 2 months before the 2016 election about paying a former Playboy model who said she had an affair with him. 2. Trump's lawyers waived his attorney-client privilege regarding the taped conversation he had with Michael Cohen. 3. At least 12 audio tapes from Cohen were released to federal prosecutors. 4. Robert Mueller wants to subpoena Kristen Davis, the former prostitution mogul who went to prison after being tied to former New York Governor Eliot Spitzer. 5. Brett Kavanaugh suggested several years ago that the unanimous Supreme Court decision that forced Richard Nixon to turn over the Watergate tapes may have been wrongly decided. 6. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke dismissed the benefits of national monuments, instead focusing on the value of logging, ranching, and energy development that could be unlocked if their designations were changed. 7. John Kelly signed off on an effort to remove 3 officials who were loyal to Scott Pruitt after the EPA secretary resigned earlier this month. 8. Trump has complained privately about the lack of progress on North Korea, despite publicly declaring that the country is no longer a nuclear threat and that the crises had been largely solved. And finally, Trump is considering revoking the security clearances of James Comey, former CIA Director John Brennan, former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper, and other Obama-era national security officials who have criticized him. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines, brought to you by Matt Keezer. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditas.